everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have a lot of recipes. I'm sorry I've been gone for a week. It's just like summer cold, summer everything. It's horrible. Heats up to 115 where I am. Tell me about it. It's horrible. It's just so bad. Anyway, today I got some really great unique recipes. Again, this one is cool for little kids, like toddlers. It's called Ants in the Sand, or work. You know, bring this little baggie to work and you can just do everything you want. Now, here's the ingredients. 2 graham crackers and chocolate sprinkles. How easy. place the graham crackers in a plastic sandwich bag and crush with a rolling pin. Or you can just crush it with your hands, who cares? Add a few chocolate sprinkles to make ants, then seal the bag. Give them to the kids or to take outside to a picnic. Let them eat it and pour it into a small bowl and eat at the table using their fingers, of course. Also, here's variations. You can add raisins and call them beetles. You can add red hots and call them ladybugs. Or mini chocolate chips and call them spider eggs. It's kind of weird, but, you know, it's cool. It's good. Now, here's some more great recipes. Really good today. I got all these great ones. By the way, have you ever tried Ants on a Log? It is so cool. You get a celery stalk, and then you're going to get raisins and peanut butter. It's the easiest recipe. And you're going to fill the gap in the celery stalk with peanut butter. Then place the raisins like an inch apart, and it looks like ants on a log. It's cool for kids, and it's great. Another one that I looked, it's kind of a weird name, but it's good. It's called Lizard Skins. You're going to get a half a cup of peanut butter, 12 ounces of marshmallows, 4 drops of green food coloring, 4 cups of Rice Krispies, Cheerios, Corn Flakes, whatever, Pam, and 16 raisins, Pam the cooking spray. Now you're going to heat peanut butter with marshmallows in a saucepan over low heat until melted. Add green food coloring and mix it in. Pour in the cereal and stir quickly. Spray the 8-inch pan with Pam. Then pour contents into a pan. Allow to cool in the fridge. Then cut into long thin strips about 1 inch by 4 inches. Cut each raisin in half and stick on one end of each strip to make the lizard's eyes. It's a cool little recipe. Today it's all about bugs. Bug recipes. It's cool. The last couple weeks, I'm sorry if you've heard any glitches in the podcast. It's just something that's wrong with it. And I'm trying to fix it, so if you hear any clicks or glitches, excuse me, I'm so sorry. But it's just something is so wrong with my computer, I have no idea what's going on. So I excuse it ahead of time. Thank you. Now, as I said, I had that quiz last time, and 2 people wrote in, and here is one. They're called banana fritters. It's great. This guy is called Danny Hallow. Weird name. He's from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and here's his recipe. You get a half a cup of milk. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Looks like he said a cup. 2 bananas mashed, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 eggs beaten, 1 tablespoon of margarine melted, and 1 quart vegetable oil for frying, and 1/2 a cup of confectioner's sugar. In a large mixing bowl, combine the milk and the bananas. Sift in the salt and baking powder. Thoroughly mix in the eggs and margarine. Heat the oil in a large skillet to 365 degrees. Carefully place the spoonfuls of the mixture into the hot oil and fry until they're brown. Flip the fritter and continue to brown. Remove the fritters from the oil and drain on paper towels. Dust the fritters with confectioner's sugar and serve while warm. Now that is a cool recipe. That is. So, Dan, that was a great one. So, that was actually pretty good. That was good. Now, the next podcast is from what's her name? Oh, here it is. She is 20. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to give her age. Sorry, everybody. And I do not give away any email addresses because it's for the safety of everyone, by the way. No addresses, no phone numbers, nothing. I only have their name and where they live, not their address. Okay, this girl is from Chicago, and her name is, let's see, here it is. Her name is Susan. And here's her recipe, popcorn balls. She didn't give her last name, so I'm glad about that. Here you're gonna go. You're gonna get half cup, 12? Oh yeah, here we go. 12 cups of Air Pop popcorn. Half a cup of brown rice syrup. Brown rice syrup, okay. Half a cup of molasses. 1 tablespoon of canola oil. 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And a half a teaspoon of salt. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Put the popcorn in a large bowl. Mix all of the ingredients in a saucepan. Heat on medium just long enough for the ingredients to blend. Stir and pour over the popcorn, mixing well to coat the popcorn completely. Spread the mixture on a greased cookie sheet and bake for about 15 minutes, checking often to prevent burning. Here's a warning. When I made this, it got overdone in about 10 minutes. It took a lot less time than the 15 minutes, so you gotta be careful. Remove from oven and let cool slightly so they're still warm, but cool enough to handle. Grease up your hands or just use wet hands and form into balls. This serves about 8 people, so this is a good one. Oh, I got allergies. This is horrible. Okay. Well, I had some new friends on there. Whoever listens to this podcast, thank you so much. This is good. JR, Danger Zone, two other guys and something else. Thank you for your comments. They were really nice. Thank you so much for welcoming me. I know I'm just a kid. But anyway, I will have my great-grandmother back on next week, and she'll tell us all about my great-grandfather and how he was a professional chef and how he did things and what his tricks of the trade were. So we're all going to stay tuned. If you're wondering why my great-grandfather isn't on, it's because he died 3 years ago, and, you know, we're just doing this in his memory so we can have a, you know, it's really nice. So, that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Just Buggy. all these recipes I gave you, they're all full of bugs. That's what a girl does, full of bugs. Okay. Anyway. If anyone is wondering what the answers to last week's quiz was, the last week's quiz question was, where did spaghetti originate and how? It was actually, it originated by Marco Polo going to China, getting the spaghetti, and bringing it back to Italy. That's how he did it. And when they came back, they actually didn't recognize him as Marco Polo. They thought he was someone else because of all the rich clothes the Chinese emperor gave to him. So everybody will know that. This week's quiz question is, oh my gosh, I lost it. Wait a minute. this week's quiz question is, wait a minute, here it is. Okay, in one of the recipes I gave you, let's see if you were listening, you're gonna have to go back. In the popcorn balls recipe, how many cups of Air Pop popcorn did I say? Okay, everybody, email me at Chef Katie, Katie with a C, so that's going to be Chefcatie, at Bargain, Bargain, Bratz, Bratz, .com. That's my Katie's Kitchen email, and I will be happy to, the first two that answer will have their family recipes on mine. Special shout out to Sammy in New York, who is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Sammy. Okay. Bye. Welcome. You know, don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob. He's awesome. Great. Great guy. Okay, and don't forget, our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. You gotta go on. They're having this huge sale. I bought 2 bathing suits there the other day. Gotta go on. You got to go on. It's really good. Okay, everybody. CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all.